Works by a French painter who knew and respected the Impressionist masters, but chose to go his own way, went on view yesterday at the National Gallery here in Washington, D.C. There are more than 230 works on display created more than half a century ago. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
His name is Edward Vuillard, pronounced
Vuillard. There's no D at the end.
Vuillard, not very well known, even though in the course of his long life he made more than 3,000 paintings. Vuillard was a post-impressionist, worked from the late 1800s pretty much up to the day he died in 1940. His mother was a corset maker in Paris. Curator Kimberly Jones says those intimate garments influenced young Edward.
Vuillard grew up surrounded in this environment, this very highly feminized world, surrounded by women at work, surrounded by patterns and fabrics and rich colors.
You see that world in Vuillard's early canvases, small paintings in the 1890s of quiet domestic scenes, women sewing in rooms papered in dense dots of flowers and stripes. Paris was falling in love with Japanese prints then, and so was Vuillard. His scenes are flat, no perspective, and a bit Eastern in feeling and composition, and full of women working. One of them, his mother, is squat and hunched, a kind of crone hovering there. Seems as if she's sucking up all the air in the room.
Well, in part, that's actually an affectation. He loved his mother. He lived with her his entire life. In fact, he said, "Maman is my muse." And indeed, she was his greatest proponent and supporter throughout her life. They had a wonderful relationship.
But on his canvases, she is formidable. Kimberly Jones says it's the painter's imagination ruling over all those people and patterns, posing them theatrically in dark little dramas, women with tense shoulders, withdrawn, maybe uneasy.
Which, in fact, doesn't seem to have been the case.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, it would have been very unpleasant to live in such close proximity. But it shows just how much his family loved him, that they would go along and become these protagonists.
He's painting intimate and very domestic scenes. Do they feel at all claustrophobic to you sometimes?
They feel very claustrophobic, very hermetic. You can almost feel the walls closing in some cases. And it's very much intentional. This is the world behind closed doors, an intimate private world that we live but we don't get to see. So we become voyeurs.
The big National Gallery retrospective lets us see what happens when Vuillard goes outside, or at least looks outdoors. Curator Philip Conisbee's favorite Vuillard is a five-paneled screen of a park seen from the window of the artist's apartment.
We find Vuillard here when he's looking outdoors, thinking back to the glory days of Impressionism and reinterpreting it for the early 20th century.
But it still has all his traits, that flatness, a certain Japanese quality to it. The interior scenes could smell of mothballs. This one, you can almost smell almond blossom.
Oh, almond blossom, absolutely. And you can hear the sounds coming up from the street. There are children playing, there are carriages going by, there are people walking their dogs. You can hear the chatter of people sitting and playing in the park.
But still, it's not exuberant the way Monet or Renoir parks can be. Vuillard's park, with its chalky colors, is looked upon but not reveled in. He paints more landscapes over the years, but his heart seems rooted indoors with people and their pursuits. Toward the end of the show, Vuillard paints another dressmaker, but she is very different from Maman. It's 1933. Now Vuillard's canvas is large. There's dimension to the image. The dense patterns are gone. The room has air and some sunlight. It's his portrait of designer Jean Lanvin, founder of one of the great fashion houses of Paris.
Here we see a modern businesswoman seated at her desk, surrounded by the trappings, the bright colored spines of the fabric books and pattern books on the wall behind her, pencils in a cup indicating that she draws, the telephone with the cord snaking in the foreground, and just below the table, peeking out at us, engaging the viewer as she does, her little dog.
We feel that we are in the room with Jean Lanvin, sampling her environment. That was Vuillard's goal. "I don't paint portraits," he said. "I paint people at home." So there is Lanvin at home in her office. In his last three decades, Vuillard made pictures of various members of French high society, bankers, art dealers, the wives and children, and small dogs of wealthy men. Curator Kimberly Jones says he was not afraid to jab an elbow at his subjects or make a little fun of them and their possessions.
Oh, not at all. In fact, there's a wonderful story with one of his female sitters where she said, "Hide the hand cream. Monsieur Vuillard sees everything."
And he did. The keen observer's eye, which he brought to all the art he made. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Photographs of some of the paintings in the exhibition are at npr.org.